Hi, I'm Mel Pearson from the Michigan Tech hockey team, and you're listening to the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93.
Go Huskies.
It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on Mix 93.
And a second opportunity out, 3-on-1 for the Huskies. Johnson across, Johnson in front, score! And the Huskies start back 2-on-1, shorthanded. It's Pianola with Ricks. Ricks looks, shoots, scores! Dennis Ricks with a great shot on the short side.
The Mel Pearson Show is sponsored by the Wickley Agency in downtown Hancock, the Turvo Agency in Hancock, Superior Smiles in Hancock,
Kelly Jepson State Farm Agency, Houghton,
Peterlin Distributing of Calumet, the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images on Michigan Tech's campus, the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub, downtown Houghton,
Lake County, and Gary Jorgensen of Diversified Financial Concepts in Houghton,
Habaneros, Quincy Street, Hancock, Gartner's Gallery, downtown Hancock, Coca-Cola of Hancock, and Bucko's Party Store in Calumet. And now, here's Mel Pearson and your host, Dirk Hembroff.
All right, thanks a lot, and we are all set to go with another edition of the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Another weekend of Husky hockey over, and we preview another weekend coming up, and it's a big weekend, too. Michigan State coming to the McGinnis Student Ice Arena for the first time since 1984. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning, Dirk. Happy to be with you. I'm fine. Thank you.
Well, it was a tough weekend down at Michigan. We played some really good hockey against a really good team, and boys, driving away from the Yost Arena, an empty feeling then, feeling that we should have gotten more than nothing.
Yeah, it was a tough weekend in that regard. So, you know, I feel for players who played extremely well, played extremely hard, played with a lot of passion and energy, and, you know, not much to choose between the two teams. I mean, it's a fine line between winning and losing right now for us. And, you know, I couldn't be proud of how our team played and how they acquitted themselves down at Yost Ice Arena.
Great starts both night, especially, I thought, on Friday night. We just really kind of controlled the play for the first maybe 7 minutes, even though we had an early penalty again.
Well, we did, and we were ready to play, and I credit our team for their preparation and being excited and anxious and ready to go. And, you know, we had some glorious scoring opportunities right off the bat on Friday, and that's the difference in the game. You know, we're just not getting that first goal and getting that lead right now, and it's not because lack of effort or lack of preparation or even lack of the number of scoring opportunities. We just seem to be a little snake-bitten in scoring.
Yeah, and some of our big scorers, Blake Fietola, Alex Batten, those guys, even though Blake finally did get a goal, that redirection goal on Friday night, we're just not finding the back of the net yet.
Well, we aren't, and I don't want to make excuses, but obviously Blake is not playing at 100%. Right. He's playing, and you know, I give him a ton of credit for that. He wants to play, and you know, he's not all there. So, but still, nonetheless, he's doing a good job, and I thought Friday night was his best game. I had a number of NHL people comment to me after the game and the next day about him and how they really thought he was you know, our best player and looked good. So, but we are our top scorers, you know, Tanner Caro, David Johnston, Alex Patan, Blake, you know, the guys we expect to carry the mail are having some you know, trouble right now doing that. But having said that, they are playing well, they're creating scoring opportunities, and those will start to go in. And you know, and I hope they just don't start pressing, you know, and on the road it's tough too. They're playing against each other's other teams' top lines. The other teams are getting the matchups they want against our top players. So it's always nice to come home so you can, you know, get some guys away from maybe their checkers or whatnot and give them a little better chance to create even more offense than we have.
Boy, as a fan, it really was tough to find anybody from Michigan Tech on Friday night who didn't play well. There, I know there were a couple, but everybody seemed to be contributing to the offense, to the defense, coming back on the play. And I guess a lot of credit has to be given to Michigan, as they were, you know, they were able to come away with the victory in overtime, but it sure looked like a game that we were going to steal there at Yost Arena.
Well, we played well, and you know, we had some really good scoring opportunities. Even in overtime, we got away from shooting the puck, Dirk. We had a couple good opportunities, a 2-on-1. Dennis Ricks elected to try and make a pass. You know, almost too unselfish. We have to be more selfish, especially in overtime, because as you saw, their guy just came down and took a shot from a ways out. out and it found its way into the back of the net. You know, you wouldn't consider that, you know, a grade A scoring opportunity, but when you're in overtime, you know, we emphasize just getting the puck to the net and forcing the goalie to have to make a play on it. But no question, I mean, it was the one thing I will say this, I give our team a lot of credit, because that was a gut-wrenching tough loss, because we were obviously right there and felt we had carried the play and you know, played extremely well in a building that I know is extremely tough to play in and extremely tough to win in. And you know, it was a tough loss. You know, a lot of times you're not going to bounce back from a tough defeat like that, but we did, and that's why I give our team a ton of credit.
That was my fear, was Saturday night, you know, how were we going to come out? And we came out really strong in that game too in the first few minutes of play. Really very clean ice down by Phoenix Copley there for the early part of that game.
Well, no question. I mean, we got off to another really good start on Saturday, and one of the things we've really worked on this year is being prepared, finding a way to get yourself ready to play the game. Everybody's different. You know, as a coach, we can do some certain things to make sure they're dialed in and understand the importance of the game and understanding being ready to play. But it's upon each individual to get themselves ready to play. And everybody's different. Everybody's different. Some guys like to take a nap, pregame nap. Other guys have to stay active. Some just want nice peace and quiet. Other guys, you know, they're nervous. They like to talk. They like to chatter. So I think our guys are doing a real good job. I can't really, you know, the odd game, maybe there's been one game where we just weren't maybe ready to play, maybe the Northern Michigan game, but yeah, on the road. But other than that, for the most part, our team has been ready to play, and that's a good sign going forward.
Well, let's take a look at Friday night's game down at Yost Ice Arena. First time the Huskies there since 1984. And in talking to Red before the game there, he expressed how much he enjoys this non-conference season for Michigan. Of course, with the Big Ten, they have the long non-conference start before they get into conference play in the Big Ten. And he said to be able to play, you know, UMass, or who did they play last week?
Yeah, UMass, BC, Lowell, and BU.
BC, or
yeah.
BU. Yeah. And then he mentioned, of course, to be able to have this series against Michigan Tech, how just gratifying it was and exciting it was again.
Well, no question. And, you know, back when I played here at Michigan Tech, we played Michigan, you know, at least two times, if not, you know, up to five times a year with the GLIs. So, and it was a great rivalry. You know, Dan Farrell, a former Tech coach and Michigan coach, he was down at Yost, and we got talking about it, how even when he first started at Michigan, how the Michigan Tech fans outnumbered the Michigan fans down at Yost Ice Arena back in his first couple of years. So there's a great rivalry there. I mean, I think we played them second or third all time in our history, the University of Michigan, convertibly, they played us more times than anybody, I think, than maybe one or two other teams also. So it's a good, healthy rivalry with a lot of history, and I'm just glad we could re-engage that. And I'm excited for when Michigan comes up here next year. The fans will be treated to a very good hockey team. I like the way they play. They play with a lot of speed. They play with a lot of skill. They play with a lot of finesse, and they're good games to play. I thought Friday night's game maybe was one of the best college hockey games that I've seen and I've been a part of in a long time.
Yeah, I agree. And we did not get on the board first, which has been one of our Achilles heels this year. We get down 8-13 the time of the first goal in the first period. Phil DiGiuseppe, who, if you watch, and when you see this guy, for those who watched it on television, you know right away, I mean, he's just an elite player. You know right away when he's on the ice.
Yeah, Dirk,
player.
I know who he is.
I know you know who he is.
We recruited Phil
out
of Maple, Ontario. I mean, the thing that you first notice about Phil is he's an NHL skater, and then the power, and you saw that on the goal.
Great goal. He was able to put that shoulder in front of Shane Hannon, I believe it was, to get leverage in front of Phoenix Copley.
Well, it's a good play. It's not unlike a play that Tyler Heinonen used on Saturday's game, but Phil is really strong on his skates, and he's strong, and you can see he just stuck out his leg and his shoulder and cut right in on Shane. And Shane couldn't hit, you know, Shane was in, you know, best position he could, but he just couldn't do anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, Phil was that strong and that good on his feet.
So 1-0, the score. Derek DuBois and Michael Downing get the assists. 8-13 the time of that goal in the first period. 1-0 Michigan. Then it was the end of the first period. Huskies outshoot the Wolverines 14-13 in period number one. And really unfortunate that we didn't get something in that first period with as good as we played.
Well, no question. And that's one of the things that you need to give you a spark or a lift is that goal, you know. And we've had trouble playing with any type of lead on the road this year. And consequently, you know, it's tough. You dig yourself a hole and you're playing from behind. We did have a number of good scoring opportunities, and that's something we have to work on. And we've talked about this before. Offense is really hard to preach and talk, because then you get away from your defensive posture and you get cheating on the offensive mm-hmm. side a little bit. And right now, you know, we're not scoring, but we've got to be good defensively first, and then we're still creating chances, and that's what I like about the team. If we weren't creating chances,